Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast, Xena Life as a Dominatrix. This is episode 54. This will be aired on Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. Today's topic, I'm doing a little Q&A with Master Matthias, my friend in Chicago who I miss dearly. How are you doing today, Matthias?
I miss you as well, Mistress. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm doing quite well. Yourself?
I'm doing good. It's a lovely Saturday morning here in New York City. The high is going to be 60 degrees, so I'm like, ooh.
I'm jealous.
Heat wave. Sorry to rub it in. Yeah, I checked the temperature in Chicago. I'm like, oh, 30s. Oh,
yeah.
It's always like, I don't know. It's always a little warmer here for sure.
Right.
So, Matthias, how did we meet?
Oh, my God. That was like back in time here. 15 years ago, I believe. 15, 16 years ago.
Okay.
I went to one of your libertine parties.
Oh, wow.
Myself and my submissive Dahlia.
Okay.
And that's how we met. And I believe, if I remember correctly, you kind of sort of kidnapped her and wrapped her in saran wrap or something of that nature.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And I spanked her, and we've been friends ever since.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I don't remember much of those parties. It was just all like a blur, but you have a great you have a great memory.
I try. That's about the only thing I have left in my head.
So, what inspired you to become a mail master, Matthias?
Well, believe it or not, I was overseas working for my a former company.
Mm-hmm.
I was bored out of my mind. There's not much to do in London as far as that's concerned, especially when you're working.
Uh-huh.
Some coworkers of mine invited me to what I thought was like a party for like a discotheque or something of that nature.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't. It was not. It was actually a lifestyle BDSM party.
Ooh.
And I guess they tried to like freak me out or something of that nature just as a gag or a joke, and I fell into it wholeheartedly. I guess the host, Mistress Maleficent,
uh-huh.
Bless her soul,
uh-huh.
She introduced me to the BDSM lifestyle. I was like, hey, I like this. And she, in her own wisdom, said, hey, you are more of a master than anything else. Like, oh, okay, well, thank you. I will be a master. And she took me under her wing and taught me things.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. What year was that?
Oh, my goodness. That was back in the late 90s?
Oh, wow.
No, well, actually, early 2000s, yeah.
Okay, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I've never been, and then I think they still have a good BDSM scene out there. I'm not sure, but
they do.
Yeah,
I got deep in contact with some of my friends overseas, and they're still doing their thing. Like, good on them. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So I read that you have students. Do you accept anyone to become your student, Matthias?
No, I do not accept anyone. Everyone, rather. They have to have a mindset that they want to do this. I'm old, Xena. I'm old. I don't have any time to waste as far as that's concerned. But they have to have a decent mindset.
Yeah.
They want to learn. They want to be serious about their craft.
Uh-huh.
Things of that nature.
Nice. And how long have you been having students under your wing?
About, give or take, about, let's see, math isn't my thing today.
For quite a while.
12 years, yeah.
Nice. That's great. Now, have you considered throwing your own BDSM parties in Chicago?
I have actually considered it from time to time.
Uh-huh.
With regards to my, it's about finding a space, finding,
time.
Time, exactly, because I am so busy nowadays and didn't believe that was going to happen this late in my life. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's all about timing. It's all about finding the right people to invite to the BDSM events.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in situations where some events weren't organized and for other people, and things jumped off that weren't supposed to happen. and got kind of messy in some situations. And although I want to do BDSM parties in the Chicagoland area because we are so lacking in regards to that, it's about having the right people, having the right scenarios, things like that.
Got it. Got it. Yeah, when I talked to Dahlia for our little Q&A for the last episode, she stated some party on the north side, and she said that it was just way too far for you two. I was like, "Oh,
Right.
what party is this?"
I believe that's the Galleria Domain or Domain or something of that
Oh,
nature. And it's
wow.
all the way on the north side. And
I haven't.
we live in the far south suburbs, so.
Got it. Got it.
Right.
Wow, I haven't heard that name in a long time. I haven't. I think, God, I don't even remember where it's located, but I think I went to a couple in the past. This was
Same here.
so long ago. Like even here, the parties here in New York City, I don't like. God, I'm trying to think. The last party I went to, I want to say in 2019 here in New York, and I mean there are parties from time to time, but it's just the timing, and sometimes I'm like, maybe another time, or I'm busy, but
Right.
one of these days I'll go to another one. But yeah, pre-pandemic, it's been a while. What would you call your parties if you were to throw a party?
Probably House of Deviance.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. And if you were to throw parties, how would you improve the scene in Chicago specifically? What would you change about it?
Well, again, I'm all, as you've known, I'm all about vetting, getting the right clientele, getting the right people to come around and enjoy each other. It's not going to be, see, the misconception about BDSM parties still to this day is basically it's a sex fest. Right, and I try to, when I speak to the average people, average person out there, or the vanillas, as we like to say, I try to dissuade them that it's not all about sex. I mean, what we do is sexy, but it's not about orgies or anything of that nature.
sure.
So, for one thing, I have to dissuade individuals who want to go to parties to cast that aside. It's not about, it's not all about sex. It's about camaraderie. I mean, when you were hosting your parties, I love that part. It was all about the community getting together, talking. I mean, we have one person over there getting flogged in the world, and some of us over in the corner talking about anime or something of that nature. That was cool as hell. That was awesome. And I miss those. So that's what I would do as far as that's concerned. Have a have, try to invite people who have a mindset that this is above and beyond what the basic orgy. So, yeah.
And it is a misconception. You're right. And they think it's a swinger fest, and that's totally a different lifestyle, swingers and BDSM people. That's totally different. But then some swingers, they like to involve BDSM as well, but to each its own, you know? So, mainstream society, when thinking of BDSM, tends to think of the dominant as being a dominatrix. How does that make you feel as a male master?
Well, I really have no issues with it. Give me one second here. Okay. So in my mindset, I guess it's basically it is what it is. I mean, I know the clientele or the conception is that more females are into dominatrix than males. If you follow me, people have a conception of female leather clad whips on their arm or studded armor, whatever the case may be, and people vibe off of that. I mean, females and males alike vibe off of having being used by a female dominatrix rather than a male. And again, I have no problem with that because, well, how can I say this? I know some of the male masters and male doms, are some of the younger ones, they are more jealous of the female doms out there because they have more, what's the word I'm looking for? They have more of a expectation, if that makes any sense,
Yes.
of a female dom as opposed to a male dom. But again, I have no issues with that. It's cool with me. So yeah.
Good. Yeah, and I remember watching on Netflix, like browsing, and there were like shows on some female dominatrix. I can't remember the show or movie. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I think there should be like, I mean, I know there's that 50 Shades of Grey, but that's totally fantasy world. And it's not like, it's not a, I don't know, I don't recommend the book, but there should be more like movie scenarios where there's like a, I don't know, this is just my opinion, you know, like get like a male master as the leading role. Taking, oh, you know what? It reminds me of Secretary, kind of. You've seen, have you ever seen the movie
I've
Secretary?
seen it, yeah.
Yeah, so what's his name? Oh my goodness, I'm terrible with names.
I can't remember his name either, but
The guy with Maggie Gyllenhaal, the guy.
right, the guy,
And
that guy.
so yeah. So that was a good example. So I'm like, oh, he's the leading role, the male master, and she looks up to him as and tries to do the best that she can to stay under his wing and stay his employee. I think I love that movie. I really do. It's such a beautifully made, for sure.
Was, and I like the fact that they showed his vulnerability as well. He wasn't a stern, hard ass or anything of that nature. He actually had feelings, he had thoughts, and that was a beautiful part about that. I love that was one of my favorite parts that it showed he was vulnerable.
Like, not all doms have a very tough side, but we have feelings too, for sure.
Yes, we
And
do.
yeah. And but yeah, what I was trying to say is there should be more movies, you know, based on a male master, you know, or but I can't even remember the show on Netflix. So I'm like, yeah, I think I watched maybe one episode. I'm like, oh, this is cute. Okay, next. I don't know. But there's other classic BDSM movies that which one do you like?
Give me one second.
I know I'm
The cat's trying to eat my breakfast.
putting you on the spot.
Right, go away, cat. All right, so, Secretary is a good one, as we both discussed. Fifty Shades is trash. Don't watch it.
Wait, what's trash?
50 Shades.
Oh. No, I never watched it. I forgot that they made it into a movie. I know that the book was everywhere.
Right, the book was everywhere,
I
and
yeah.
my workmates, they're reading the book because I worked at a call center type facility, but they were reading that in between calls, and I'm just sitting here listening to this and thinking to myself, my God, this is bullshit, but I couldn't say anything because I would out myself in the workplace, like, but hey, which I have no problem doing that now because I'm older and don't care anymore. So. But I can't recall any other books that come out right now. You
Or
put me on the spot here.
movies.
Right. Jeez, what was that book? See, I don't like you anymore, Zine. I'm going bye-bye. I cannot think of anything right now, and I apologize for
That's
that.
okay. Putting you on the
I know how you work.
So how can oh, how has the Chicago scene changed through the years, especially post-pandemic?
Well, oops. Hold on one second. Get out, cat. Get. Okay. There we go. Jeez. So, I mean, post-pandemic, it took a while for everybody to get together. I'll totally be honest with you. But it has become a little more mainstream, believe it or not. Everybody wants to come now. And that's why I said earlier I would have like a special vetting to get the, I hate to sound like an elitist, jeez, the right people with the right mindset to come to
Sure,
these parties and events. Because now you have everybody coming in, from swingers to poly. They all want to go into a BDSM event. And again, they don't have the correct understanding or conception of what a BDSM event entails. Again, they just think it's all about one big giant orgy or hookup fest.
Got it.
And it's not, but it's slowly crawling back to life like pre-pandemic. So that's a good thing, but at the same token, again, we have to be more vigilant in who we, God, I sound like an elitist, let into these events.
No, you're sounding like a responsible person, and that's important. And they do have that misconception. They see or they read 50 Shades or watch the movie and they're like, "Oh, I'm a male master, I'm a mistress, da da da." It's like, "Yeah, sure, you got a whip. Ooh. Can you
Hooray for you.
use it correctly, Or you got a one leather outfit. Okay, that's nice, but it's all an investment and a lifestyle. It's not like a one day fantasy land, but to each its own, and but it's nice to see, parties getting back in life to life. And but I remember a lot of them pre-pandemic, but post, I'm just totally out of the loop myself. And sometimes, like back in the day, my friend and I, we would stand around and we're like, "Oh, this is S&M party, standard modeling
Standing
party."
model, I remember that.
Because basically, the thrill and the joy for some people is to, dress up and look fabulous and be fabulous and just stand there and socialize and watch the parties rather than play. And that's cool too. Like, it for the listeners out there, you're not obligated to play, but you could watch and learn and listen, but also put the phones away. You don't have consent to take photographs. And but it's a great learning experience. And then for those that are listening, if you want to go back, then go back. And sometimes, maybe for some people, it's just one time they'll go to a party and then that's it. And then they're like, "Okay, not for me," or maybe I'll go again and bring a friend. Or but yeah.
Like something to do. I've done this. It's off my bucket list now. What's up? Yeah, I got you.
But yeah, I was remembering a pre-pandemic party here. It was a big fetish party and it was a lot of people, but like nobody played. And it was more like performance art and standing around listening to music, sweating our asses off in latex. And my dom lady friend and I don't know. I think we're like, we've seen it all already. Not to sound elitist, but it was a nice visual arts, very eye candy, a lot of eye candy. That's what I'm trying to say. A lot of eye candy. Yeah, but maybe they'll throw another party like that. I'm not sure. So, how can people find out about you, Matthias?
Well, I'm on Facebook constantly. I still write, as you've seen before. I still write about BDSM, BDSM philosophies, and teaching moments, things like that. So it's basically I'm a simple person. It's Matthias Black. So I also write for a online magazine, I guess you call it, called Free the Kink. And I do stories and philosophies and mindsets on there as well. So those are probably two of the main ways people can find me. I can't even remember my Instagram name right now, sorry.
Or FetLife. How about FetLife?
FetLife, same thing, Sir Matthias Black.
Okay, and then what's the link? What's the online magazine called?
Free the kink.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Can anybody, like, do you have to have a subscription for it or?
No, anybody can get on there.
Oh, nice. Very cool. And then have you ever thought about writing a book? 'Cause you do write a lot and I've read your writings. It's pretty great.
I'm actually in the process of getting my memoirs straightened out and started writing a book. So
Oh, that's
hopefully I'll be able to,
wonderful.
hopefully it'll come out in, later on in the year.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, take your time with it. It's no rush because, yeah, to get all your thoughts out and it takes a lot of time for sure. That's great. That's great. I think writing is very important for sure, and telling your own stories and I think that's very important and great.
Thank you, thank
Congratulations
you.
on that. Awesome. So I hope you all enjoyed listening to our little Q&A of episode 54, Xena Life is a Dominatrix, talking about Matthias's life. Thank you so very much for doing this Q&A, Matthias.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, mistress.
Have a great day, everybody.